Unit 2. Recording 8.
It's 8:20 and you're listening to me, Sajid Meyer, at breakfast. With me now is City Councillor Elaine Miller. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Sajid, and thanks for inviting me on the show.
So, Elaine, I'd like to start with a text message from one of our listeners, if I may. Robin from Wingate wants to know what the council's going to do about the public transport problem in our city, especially in Wingate, where buses run only once an hour and they're expensive, especially for young people.
Ah, yes. Well, we looked at this issue earlier in the year, and what we did was to look at ways of making sure any extra investment actually works.
How do you mean?
Well, it's no good just throwing money at these things. They have to be planned carefully.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like an excuse for doing nothing to me. Are you actively working to improve public transport in our city?
Of course we are, Sajid. Look, all I'm saying is that we have to invest sensibly and carefully. For example, one thing we're doing is introducing a young person's travel card, which will enable people under 25 to get 25% off all fares. So that's one example.
Okay, thank you. Now, we've had a number of emails and texts about the thorny issue of refuse collection. You recently stated the council's intention to change collections from once a week to once every 2 weeks. How do you justify this?
Sorry, if I could just correct you there, Sajid. It was my colleague who made that statement, Neil Morton.
Oh, I do apologise. But it's a penny-pinching measure that the council's introduced here, isn't it?
Well, listen, Sajid, I love my job as a councillor, but it's not always easy. And what I can't stand is having to make cuts when we don't have the money in the budget. And I'm afraid this is one of those times where we have to be economical. We have to look for ways to save money so that we can afford things like improving public transport.
But what are people supposed to do with their rubbish? Surely this is an essential service.
It is an important service, yes. What I'm saying is that people's rubbish will still be collected, just not quite as frequently.
Okay. I'm afraid that's all we have time for at the moment. Join us after the break and we'll be discussing...